Do you miss hearing this every night?
Romney's companies were pioneers in shipping U.S. jobs overseas.
And this?
The Obama outsourcing attacks. Misleading, unfair, and untrue.
Well, if you're ready for more earnest voices over soft piano tinkling, you're in luck. Former National Democratic Chair Howard Dean is leading a funding group ready to spend big on Virginia House races, according to a story by Steve Vaughn in the Virginia Gazette. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says this is just the start of another wave of outside political spending in the state.
Well, I think the story indicates just how much politics have changed and how that outside groups of Virginia are kind of coming in and trying to nationalize Virginia races.
And David, there is no reason to look for a slowdown, is there?
And I would expect this year, in 2013, just the outside groups to be particularly active in Virginia in the governor's race. This is the first major statewide race anywhere in the country since the last presidential election. It's the only contested gubernatorial election, only game in town this year. So I think you're going to see is what we're expecting is a lot of national groups trying to make the Virginia governor's race a proxy for whatever issue they're interested in. And that makes this story interesting because this is not only happening at the governor's level, but down even at the House level seat in Virginia's 100 House district.
So Virginians should be ready to listen intently or use the mute button as per their preference. Next, a story about Hanover County Supervisor Elton Wade, who works part-time as a school crossing guard and is paid more than $40 an hour for it. David, why is that?
This is a story by Brandon Schuletta from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's really kind of hard to explain. There's no simple answer. The school division budget lists the pay for traffic guards. The pay range is from $10.69 an hour to $19.07 an hour. Of course, Wade is being paid more than twice that. Apparently, it has something to do with the fact that Mr. Wade has been there for so long and has gotten raises throughout the years. And second of all, apparently Hanover County had a deal for some employees, like school bus drivers, who would be paid a full 4 hours a day, even though their shift might not last quite that long. In other words, trying to recognize people who have worked odd hours and try to pay them fairly.
Well, school officials declined to be interviewed, but they did have something to say.
The school spokesman released a written statement saying the rates of the majority of school division employees fall within the pay range. Mr. Wade's rate of pay reflects pay adjustments made over the course of 52 years of employment.
Inevitably, David, some people feel this is connected to his being a supervisor, but Mr. Wade says that is absolutely not the case.
In Hanover County, they have appointed school boards that gives supervisor members a big say in who serves on the school board. And, of course, regardless of how the school board selected, the final say on money for schools is the Board of Supervisors. And I think that's what's really raised my eyebrows. He's saying it has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that he's been around for 52 years.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. Follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at the VA News link on vpap.org. I'm Fred Eccles.